Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that around the world we have a problem. The problem? Our leaderless free world. So says, so writes Bret Stephens over at the New York Times, where he says the central fact about the democratic world today is that it is leaderless. Sorry, Joe Biden, the man who should be the leader of the free world. Bret Stephens, who voted for Joe Biden, recognizes has let us down. And what he writes is this. He says, 25 years ago, we had the confident presences of Helmut Kohl and Tony Blair and Bill Clinton and Alan Greenspan. Now we have a failing American president, a timorous German chancellor, a British prime minister about to skulk out of office in ignominy, and a chairman of the Federal Reserve who last year flubbed the most important decision of his career. Elsewhere, the resignation of Italy's prime minister, a caretaker government in Israel, and a caretaker government where they're about to have the fifth election in the last 4 years. Boy, you think we are saturated with elections? They really are. And then he goes on, and the assassination of Japan's dominant political figure. Well, he wasn't the prime minister. It was former Prime Minister Abe. This is a bad in normal times, writes Bret Stephens. It is catastrophic in bad ones. We are stumbling half-blind into four distinct but mutually reinforcing crises, each compounding the other. The first crisis is one of international credibility. The war in Ukraine is not merely a crisis unto itself, it is a symptom of a crisis which began with a withdrawal from Afghanistan that telegraphed incompetence and weakness and whose consequences were easily predictable. Beyond Ukraine, in which President Biden has committed enough to support prevent outright defeat, but not to secure a clear victory, there is an imminent nuclear crisis with Iran, in which the president seems to have no policy at all other than negotiations that are on the cusp of failure, and another looming crisis over Taiwan, in which the alternatives between challenging Beijing and trying to mollify it are unclear. Talented leaders, writes Bret Stephens, turn proverbial lemons into lemonade. Biden seems to be mastering the trick of turning lemonade into lemons. He is risen just enough to the occasion in Ukraine, generating a moment of allied unity and resolve, to have that much more to lose if Ukraine loses. If the war is still raging in winter and Europe serves to, and Europe caves to Russian energy blackmail by, for instance, demanding that Kyiv accept an armistice and some kind of humiliating Minsk III agreement, what conclusions will Tehran and Beijing draw? Okay, that's the international credibility crisis. Second crisis is one of economic credibility. This is distinct from a normal economic crisis, which can happen for reasons leaders do not control. The credibility crisis occurs when leaders make confident predictions in the face of abundant contrary evidence, then turn out to be completely and catastrophically wrong. Isolating, insisting that inflation was temporary, as Biden did last year, was one such prediction. His insistence recently that, God willing, I don't think we're going to see a recession, may be the next. Economic credibility is vital when decisions are bound to be painful. At least Jimmy Carter had the guts to nominate Paul Volcker. Where is a similar confidence-inspiring move from Biden, who remarkably retains the same inept economic team that helped lead us into this mess? And how much graver are the consequences of economic incompetence if a U.S. recession aggravates a global recession, which the International Monetary Fund expects is coming soon? And then to finish up, he writes, the third crisis is in poorer countries. Sri Lanka's political and economic collapse this month, spurred partly by the pandemic, but mainly by domestic mismanagement, is a foretaste of what we can expect in other developing countries, from Pakistan to Mexico to much of Africa. But unlike in Sri Lanka, crises in those places aren't likely to remain within their own borders. In Pakistan, the possibility of economic crisis can quickly turn into a nuclear crisis. In African nations and Mexico, the risks are in the form of state collapse and mass migration. Okay, the fourth crisis is one of liberal democracy. Democracy is not its own justification. It justifies itself, writes Stevens, by what it delivers: security, stability, predictability, prosperity, and then consent, choice, and freedom. People who have spent their entire lives in stable democracies often assume that freedom is everyone's supreme value. The depressing lesson of the past 20 years is that it isn't. Illiberal democracy in the Hungarian model can be a successful form of government. Ditto for effective autocracies, like in Singapore and the United Arab Emirates. Democracies that fail at delivery by letting the prices of crime or control of borders or the common understandings of right and wrong get out of hand put the best of what they stand for at risk. And then he writes this. We are better to, the free world will always seem formidable, retain formidable advantages over its anti-democratic adversaries, because we're better able to acknowledge our mistakes and correct them. But the cascading crises we face would challenge even the most inspired leaders. Except for Volodymyr Zelensky, there are none. The best thing Biden could do now for the country is announce he won't run for re-election. Now, not after the midterms. Let his party sort out its own future. Appoint a confidence-inspiring Treasury Secretary. If not Larry Summers, then Jamie Dimon, he says. Ensure that Ukraine wins swiftly. Put fear and hesitation in the minds of dictators in Moscow, Tehran, and Beijing. It might be enough to rescue a floundering presidency in a sinking world. Very different message from the little glimpse of optimism that we got from Daniel Henninger over at the Wall Street Journal. But speaking of optimism, there is a political ad that's actually deeply moving. And it's an ad honoring the cowboy spirit. In fact, it shows a very famous American wearing a cowboy hat and speaking directly to the camera. Actually, looks a little bit like Kevin Costner from Yellowstone. Who is it? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Michael Medved Show, there is a time-sensitive opportunity. And the opportunity is to actually invest, along with a top-tier venture capitalist, a $10 million in virus-killing spray. Now, you don't have to invest $10 million. I hope you do have $10 million to invest, but you can invest whatever you want because this is through our crowd. And this is a product called Sanotize Sanotize is a nitric oxide virus-killing spray. It's now sold in 10 countries, registered as a Class 1 medical device in the EU, and has ongoing approval procedures in other jurisdictions. The Lancet Regional Health Southeast Asia published a successful Phase 3 clinical trial results proving that adult COVID-19 patients using spray demonstrated reductions of viral load of 94% in 24 hours and 99% in 48 hours. It's amazing stuff. Members of my family have used Sanotize to their own success. Now, this is not a commercial for you to buy Sanotize, but a chance for you to invest in this company, which is sweeping the world right now. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for our crowd, and whether it's a large investment or a medium investment, find out more about it. You can read all about this product and many other exciting startup companies in Israel and around the world through our crowd. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for our crowd. Okay. It's not a crowded ballot in terms of the primary that's coming up in Wyoming. And in Wyoming, the one issue on the ballot, Wyoming is one of the most Republican states in the country. President Trump actually got 70% of the vote in Wyoming against Joe Biden. And it was just a wipeout. President Trump's very popular there. But there is a gutsy new campaign ad, and it's a campaign ad featuring a former vice president, former defense secretary, former White House chief of staff. Dick Cheney was White House chief of staff for Gerald Ford. That's how I met Dick Cheney initially, interviewing him for my book, The Shadow Presidents. In any event, this new ad features Dick Cheney. He's looking directly into the camera and speaking about his daughter, Liz, who happens to be on the ballot in Wyoming, despite the fact that President Trump wants her to disappear, not just from the January 6th committee, but from planet Earth. And Dick Cheney, like a proud dad would, is standing up wearing a gray Stetson cowboy hat, looking directly at the camera and looking pretty serious, and speaking seriously about his daughter, Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Listen.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it. Lynn and I are so proud of Liz for standing up for the truth, doing what's right, honoring her oath to the Constitution, when so many in our party are too scared to do so. Liz is fearless. She never backs down from the fight. There is nothing more important she will ever do and lead the effort to make sure Donald Trump is never again near the Oval Office. And she will succeed. I am Dick Cheney. I proudly voted for my daughter. I hope you will too.
I'm Liz Cheney, and I approve this message.
It's tough not to be sort of both stunned and moved by that ad. Look, I've admitted it before. I like the Cheneys personally and know them well. Both Lynn Cheney, she's a current lifelong wife of the former vice president. They met in high school. He was on the football team. She was a cheerleader. And they married shortly thereafter. And for Dick Cheney to come on and to do an ad like that for his daughter approaching her primary, which is coming up, and all the polling shows that she's sunk as a skunk. I mean, that she is not going to win a majority of the Republican voters who vote in Republican primaries in a state that Donald Trump carried last time with 70% of the vote. He got more votes even in Wyoming than he did in West Virginia, where he was very strong. But new campaign ad, Republican primary is coming up August 16th, and the polling shows that Harriet Hageman, who is a very much Trump-supporting and stolen election-supporting member of the MAGA minions, she is way ahead in the polls, the only polls that have been taken. And when I say way ahead, about 20 points. And a lot of people are thinking that she will do better than that because people who like Liz Cheney or have had a relationship with Liz Cheney in Wyoming, where she represents a whole state in the House of Representatives, are not going to bother to come out and vote for her. My only urging is that everybody should vote in an election this important. And for people who actually have watched the January 6th hearings, they are important. And she has worked hard on it. And she has shown remarkable courage and does not deserve the kinds of hatred and the threats and the attacks that she has received. Whether she wins or loses this race, and of course it's much more likely that she will lose, at least according to the polling, I think she can come out of this with one of the best rewards, which is, well, not only a clear conscience, but the endorsement of Kevin Costner. He, of course, is associated with Wyoming because of his stardom in the Yellowstone series, and from the set of that series, he is shown wearing a big cowboy hat, the same black hat he wears in the show, with a t-shirt that says, "I'm for Liz Cheney." And he's actually also Kevin Costner. I mean, been somebody who's done a lot of work that you can respect, at least from a Hollywood point of view. The most recent film he was in, he played the voice of a dog, and I liked the film a lot. It was The Art of Racing in the Rain. Film that's worth checking out.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. officials are declaring monkeypox a public health emergency as cases continue to rise across the country, a move aimed at speeding up the distribution of the monkeypox vaccine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky also saying this will help further educate people on the virus and what they can do to protect themselves.
We've worked to put resources into the hands of people at highest risk of contracting monkeypox to allow them to protect themselves. directly through social media, and through trusted partners in communities across the country.
Multiple deaths are being reported in a northeast Nebraska town. A large police presence has been seen in the town of Laurel, west of Sioux City. Police are continuing to investigate the situation. Residents in the town are asked to enter a lockdown. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the things that has misled Americans deeply has been the idea that basically the entire issue of abortion and regulation of abortion and limiting abortion to certain stages, later stages of a earlier stages, pardon me, of a pregnancy, that all of that has to do with profound religious belief. Actually, there are people who are some people who are very deep religious believers in various traditions who are very much defenders of the so-called right to abortion. By the same token, there are many people who oppose abortion and oppose abortion resolutely and enthusiastically and passionately. They oppose abortion even though they may be atheists or agnostics or because they have no religious faith. There's a famous writer named Nat Henthoff, who was an outspoken atheist, but he was a complete believer in a pro-life position. He didn't believe that abortion was authorized in any instance except for the life of a mother being threatened. In any event, Whoopi Goldberg is one of those people who wants to reorient belief around abortion, saying on The View, and again, listen carefully, because she really does say it. She says that it's God's plan. God wants to have women choose abortion. This is what Whoopi Goldberg has to say. Listen.
And as you know, God doesn't make mistakes. God made us smart enough to know when it wasn't going to work for us. That's the beauty of giving us freedom of choice.
No.
Yes, because I know my relationship. You know, my relationship is always choppy. With God.
It's always shock.
God? With God, always, because I have a lot of questions.
You. You're his favorite.
Oh, listen, I have no doubt, but I also know that God made me smart enough to know that if there are alternatives out there that can work for me, I will investigate them. But I also know God said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I will not make that decision for anybody.
What about the life in the womb?
Okay, this idea that she says, thus it's in his plan to have women choose abortion because God doesn't make mistakes. The idea that God doesn't make mistakes, therefore it's in his plan to have people take their own lives. The idea that that being concerned about abortion means that you are concerned about a life and a human life. Notice I'm not using the term person or personhood, but that you're concerned about that notion that it's part of God's plan to have women choose abortion. How radical and how absurd. And breaking news, they have from the courtroom in Austin, Texas, Alex Jones, who has already been found guilty. This was just in determining how much he was going to have to pay. He is going to have to pay Sandy Hook parents $4.1 million in the defamation trial that has just concluded with that judgment. Alex Jones must pay $4.1 million in compensatory damages to the parents of a six-year-old boy murdered in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. That's what the jury decided today. The decision caps a dramatic trial and marks a victory for the families of Sandy Hook victims who have been tormented for years by the conspiracy theorist who repeatedly claimed the massacre was a government hoax, and that those involved, including the 28 dead, 20 of them children, were actors, crisis actors, he said. Neil Heslin and Scarlett Lewis, the parents of a slain six-year-old whose name was Jesse Lewis, testified during the two-week defamation trial against Alex Jones and his media company, which he has retitled Free Speech Systems, that the lies he spread about their family led them to fear for their lives. I can't even describe the last 9.5 years, the living hell that I and others have had to endure because of the recklessness and negligence of Alex Jones, Heslin said. It's fear for your life. You don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do about the $4.1 million Jones had said in court yesterday that more than $2 million. If he had to pay more than $2 million, then his operation and his InfoWars empire would have to collapse, which seems unlikely given the fact that they have intercepted all of these. They were actually sent by accident all of these phone texts and messages, phone records by Alex Jones that indicate that actually they should be able to afford the $4.1 million. Keep in mind, this is one of multiple suits, the first one to be settled, but probably not the last one. And if they are getting the... Can folks hear that? Because I can barely hear anything else. That's the Blue Angels in the background. It's the sound of freedom. U.S. Naval flyers who are rehearsing right above my home right now, from which I'm broadcasting today. The Alex Jones decision, profound and important. Also profound and important, a reform that is truly bipartisan. It's led by Joe Manchin and by Susan Collins in the U.S. Senate. And it's of the Electoral Count Act, which was passed way back in 1887 and needs repeal and reform. This is Joe Manchin on that issue, clip 6.
We were all there on January 6th.
That happened. That was for real. It was not a visit by friends from back home. And we have a duly responsibility to make sure it never happens again.
And yes, they do. And it's one of those things that is genuinely bipartisan. And frankly, if President Trump really is planning to run for president, why wouldn't he go ahead and lend his voice to all the other voices that have called for basically fixing the Electoral Count Act, making it clear that basically when electors are certified that it is not up to the vice president, it is not up to the Congress to reconsider that certification. If you believe in states' rights at all, the idea of certification and following the law should not leave confusion, even to the extent that it was exploited by people like John Eastman, who has now submitted his $270,000 bill, submitted that bill to the Trump campaign. And meanwhile, I wonder if they could pay that bill through the new money that Trump has raised, even though it's not for a formal campaign, it's for the saving of America. There is more on threats to American election workers and a threat to a movie that is considered so bad and did so poorly in its test screenings that they're not going to let you see it, even if you want to. What could be so terrible about Batgirl? We will get to that question coming up on the MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special of DR Capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we have a bunch of movies coming up tomorrow that we're going to be reviewing with you, including a big, new, sleek, and ultra-violent thriller with Brad Pitt and a couple of surprise stars, really first-rank stars, who are thrown in for good measure. It's called Bullet Train, and I will tell you this, it is fast-moving. We'll be reviewing that in a big new animated spectacular by the same producer who started the Toy Story franchise. He started the Cars franchise. He was one of the co-producers of Frozen. So does this live up to those other animated films? It features the voices of Jane Fonda, yes, playing a dragon, and Whoopi Goldberg. It's all about luck. That's the name of the film. We will tell you about that one, too. But today, we have not a hooray for Hollywood. We have not a fanfare. What we have is a Golden Turkey Award.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
Okay, this bit of news, which is brought to us by the New York Post, it's an exclusive story from the New York Post and written by Johnny Oleksinski, and it really raises one of the great mysteries of the entertainment industry, which is how could it be that the Marvel comic book universe would be so wildly successful, and so many films, including the most recent Spider-Man film from Marvel, the most recent one, Spider-Man Homecoming, that film earned over $1 billion. And they do again and again and again. But DC Comics, that has a lot of great comic book heroes, Batman, Superman, that they just don't do as well. Well, here is a new record, perhaps. The first line of the report in the New York Post, holy millions down the drain, Batman. The DC Comics film Batgirl will be completely shelved, that's in quotes, by Warner Brothers, a top Hollywood source reveals. That means it will never hit theaters. or the streaming service HBO Max. Fans will not see it! Exclamation point. In other words, they're going to try to hide this $70 million film. They could go ahead and put that show it on CNN. That way no one would see it. The reportedly $70 million movie, the source said the budget was actually much more than $100 million, which was doing test screenings for audiences in anticipation of a late 2022 debut. In other words, it might debut right before the midterms, something like that. Would rank among the most expensive cinematic cast-offs ever. Okay, they were doing these test screenings, and they do that for lots of films. Those test screenings were said to be so poorly received by moviegoers that the studio decided to cut its losses and run for the sake of the brand's future. It's a DC disaster. In other words, they were afraid of the fact that if they promoted this and anybody saw it, they'd never go out to see another DC Comics film. They think an unspeakable Batgirl is going to be irredeemable, the source said. The New York Post reached out to Warner Brothers for comment, and they declined to comment. Can you imagine that? It's been a months-long walk of shame, they write, for the movie Batgirl, directed by Idil El Arbi and Bilal Fallah, who had jointly directed Bad Boys for Life. It received not a single mention at DC's Comic-Con panel in San Diego in July. Comic-Con, they highlight all the upcoming movies. And, for instance, Marvel's Comic-Con presentation featured more than a dozen films. But they didn't even mention Batgirl. Batgirl stars Leslie Grace, who was actually lovely in The Heights, and alongside J.K. Simmons, Oscar winner, Michael Keaton, and Brendan Fraser. Did you know Brendan Fraser was still alive? He is. It was originally planned for an HBO Max release. Then it was reported in April that WB's then chair was also considering a theatrical run for the film as well. Well, there's now a new guy in charge, David Zaslav, who became CEO of the new entity. And he apparently saw the film and said, no, it can't be associated with us at all. See, what they don't realize is having written and enjoyed really, really terrible films for many years, and having written several books about the worst movies ever made, this has a chance to become a cult film. And my one guess here is maybe this kind of publicity is a way that they're trying to build up public interest. How could it possibly be that bad? I mean, really? How could it possibly be that bad? And then there's a want-to-see quality to it. Remember the film Ed Wood with Johnny Depp? Johnny Depp is not in this one. Lately, DC's nasty star drama has eclipsed the buzz. There's another DC star drama, they say, involving Ezra Miller, who plays The Flash. He has caused a string of embarrassing controversies this year. In the spring, he was twice arrested in Hawaii for disorderly conduct and harassment, then for second-degree assault. Then in June, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Court issued an order of protection against the 29-year-old actor for allegedly using violence, intimidation, threat of violence, fear, paranoia, delusions, and drugs to groom an 18-year-old, etc. Okay, so not great times for DC Comics. What about a very different film that actually had some of the highest tests in the history of MGM Studios for test screenings? That's a film by Ron Howard. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In 2018, in Thailand, a boys' soccer team explored a local cave with their coach, but got trapped inside by monsoon rains with small chance of escape. And that true story is the subject of the latest from director Ron Howard, 13 Lives, now playing in selected theaters and streaming on Prime Video.
How many of you?
13.
13!
They're all alive. Could you make it?
But can they make it? Well, 2.5 hours later, you'll know the answer from this thrilling, expertly crafted film that features Viggo Mortensen, Colin Farrell, and Joel Edgerton as some of the British divers who travel halfway around the world to participate in this against-the-odds rescue. Much of the dialogue is in Thai, but it's easy to follow the subtitles in this uplifting story of international miraculous cooperation. It's rated PG-13 for intense moments of mortal danger and serious injury. 3.5 stars for 13 Lives, a serious candidate as one of the best of the year. In other words, offers a lot more than Batgirl seems to provide, which you won't be seeing on many best of the year lists, and you may not be seeing at all. Next time on the Michael Medved Show, we'll have an update from CPAC. The Conservative Political Action Committee, featuring a keynote speech from Viktor Orban, the virtual dictator of Hungary, who has just delivered a very biting and unapologetically racist speech about the division of various races and civilizations. He's speaking at CPAC in Dallas. Jason Rantz is there covering the whole thing. We'll get the latest from him. People enthused, confident, ready to rumble for the midterm elections. And we'll also be talking about more questions from a lot of people who are voting for Trump-endorsed candidates but would prefer that Trump himself stay out of the race in 2024. How can that be? We'll get to all of that and much more next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.